It's around lunchtime, and Lenox Square appears busier than normal for a Friday afternoon. Johns Creek resident Shelley Brown walks quickly and confidently through the mall with her two children. Brown says she's on a mission for school clothing.
It's just a great incentive with kids. They're constantly growing, so you constantly have to buy new sizes, so it's a great incentive to save money.
The main thing Brown purchased are shoes for her 11-year-old son, TJ.
I got Nikes and Jordans.
And Brown says she plans to shop throughout the weekend.
We're going to take advantage of it as long as we can.
Others, like Tucker resident Mike Caven, weren't aware of the holiday. That's why he had a smile on his face as he left the Apple store clutching a small white bag.
I was pleasantly surprised. It caught me off guard because this past week I've been too busy with my work to pay attention to what's going on outside of the rest of the world.
Caven estimates he saved between $10 to $12 on a pink iPod Nano he plans to give his wife for their anniversary.
My wife would be very proud of me that I'm saving a little bit of money. All savings are good savings.
And in an effort to attract more shoppers like Caven and Brown, Lenox Square is staying open an hour later, and a few stores are opening an hour early. A number of retailers are also holding back to school sales. Elise Berger is Assistant Director of Marketing and Business Development for Lenox Square.
We're staying open longer so that our retailers and customers have more of an opportunity to take advantage of the tax-free holiday. And I think we are going to see higher traffic due to the holiday.
But the National Federation of Independent Business is hoping Georgians don't just shop at shopping centers and large retailers this weekend. NFIB State Director Kyle Jackson says this weekend's sales tax holiday could be a big benefit to small businesses struggling amid a soft economy.
It's a great opportunity to really support a somebody who's active and involved in their community. And what we tell folks all the time is that there's nothing wrong with big box retailers, but if given the choice, you support a local small business, you're really supporting your own community.
State officials estimate the tax holiday will cost Georgia at least $38.7 million. Michelle Worth, WABE News.